Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Okay, I want to hear your Ambien story. What happened while you were on Ambien? I don't think it can top what happened with this guy. A guy says he couldn't sleep, so he popped a lot of Ambien in the middle of the night. I don't know how much a lot is. And apparently, he proposed to his girlfriend.
Yikes.
Yeah, dude proposed to his lady. He had a ring because he buys and sells jewelry online, and he had no idea he proposed until the next day when he realized he'd also changed his Facebook status to engage and it had over 150 likes.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, he even did the Facebook official thing?
That's a big deal. Whoa. Right there. He says he hadn't planned on asking his girlfriend to marry him for at least another year, year and a half. And he said, quote, probably wouldn't have gotten her a better ring too, but Ambien sped up the process. He said he's swearing off Ambien for good now. Can you pull back on that engagement too, by the way? I think you can, right?
How do you get a ring, though? Like, he takes a bunch of Ambien, was it 7 o'clock at night, and then he went to a jewelry store? Because I don't understand.
No, like I said in the story, he buys and sells jewelry online.
Oh, okay.
And the girl
said,
are
you on Ambien right now?
No, it's confusing.
The girl said yes. That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah, like, how does she not know? Like, I have so many questions.
Because every girl, Alex, I guarantee you, if the Egyptian proposed to you, like, tonight, you'd be like, yes! You would totally say yes.
Absolutely.
Like, she probably wanted it so bad.
But I just wonder, like, if your boyfriend, the Egyptian, if he can tell when you're on one of your Ambien trips.
I don't know if he can.
Isn't that noticeable?
I feel like it is, but I don't think he can, because apparently last night I must have said I was coming over after I had taken Ambien, because I took it at like 8:30. And then at 10:15, I see that I have a text message saying, are you coming? Like, are you coming over? And he sent me like a screenshot of my location, because we have our location turned on for each other, like saying, like, you haven't moved. Like, what are you doing? And I wrote him back this morning when I woke up. I was like, huh? Because I have no idea what he's talking about. I must have on the phone said, hey, I'm going to come over. But he should know better, because number one, he knows I would never leave my house after like 9 o'clock. Well, I wouldn't really leave my house after like 7 o'clock at night on a weeknight. But especially to say I'm coming over after 10 p.m. when he knows I have to work in the morning. There's no way.
Hey, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened while you were on Ambien?
I got pulled over because I was allegedly swerving, and I ended up, you know, blowing in the thing, doing all the road tests. I've never got in trouble for any reason in my life. I'm 50 years old, and I ended up getting a DUI because they took me and I said, fine, take my blood. I'm not doing anything I shouldn't do, but I had that in my system, and it was 0.02 micrograms above whatever the legal limit is. I didn't even know there was a legal limit for that, but there is.
Ooh, I didn't either.
Wow.
Fair warning. Yes. Apparently, it's in the same class as the Xanax stuff is for anxiety.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, well, be forewarned of that. The second one is a lot more funny. I took it at home, and I found out through my kids, I have older kids and younger kids, if I didn't go to bed immediately when taking it, I would end up standing in the kitchen doing whatever I was doing and falling asleep, literally in the microwave, in the refrigerator. I would wake up 4 hours later completely bent over with my hands touching the ground, but asleep for real, no joke. I had no memory of how I got there.
Wow, so it's like you're doing yoga or something. That's impressive.
It was pretty, yeah, bad. The kids even recorded it.
Oh, wow. Good.
Well, send us the video, Anonymous. Then we'll know who you are, but that's awesome. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, Troy, how's it going?
It's going all right. How are you?
Good. Tell us your Ambien story.
So the last time that I took Ambien was years ago. And I had a friend who was going through a breakup, and they wanted to hang out because they needed someone to talk to. I had already taken my Ambien. I was ready to go to sleep. I had worked a 12-hour day. I told them I would talk to them tomorrow. I woke up the next morning. Apparently, after I took my Ambien, I took them out on the other side of the city to go out to a movie and go out to dinner. I bought gas, everything else. I had all the receipts on my dresser when I woke up the next morning, and I was like, what in the hell?
Oh my gosh, that is scary.
And you have no recollection of it?
No. I remember laying down, going to sleep, lights off, everything, woke up, new clothes on the ground that I did not remember putting on the whole night.
That blows my mind that it just takes over you. It's like it switches into another person. Well, now, did you find out at the end, like, where you went to eat, what movie you saw? I'm kind of intrigued by that.
Yeah, we went to Longhorn Steakhouse in Pearland, and I don't even remember the movie now because it was years ago, but it was like one of the Marvel movies or something that was out at the time.
Listen, Longhorn is good whether you're high or not.
Hey, thank you, Troy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap it up with Jennifer. And by the way, you can put this on our Twitter if you've got a story about how Ambien kind of did something funky to you, at Joe and Alex Show. Jennifer, what is your story?
Well, there's really too much to count, but hey, one time I went to sleep. My husband's mother, she used to take it, okay? We go to sleep. I woke up one time, new blinds in my house, and I'm like, I'm looking at my husband like, did you do this while we were, I mean, what's going on? And I'm looking at her, I'm like, where'd you go? You know, and she's like, I didn't do this. Well, she sure did. So that kind of scared me, like, and I'd wake up and there'd be sugar all over. And I'm like, okay, who's cooking in the middle of the night? And not me. It wasn't me.
And
I'm like,
where's my pie at?
We have to get her off this medicine.
I don't know, Jennifer, the interior decorating. The best thing is if she was like cleaning, that would be amazing. Just like, hey, can you clean for me in the middle of the night?
Like, it's shocking to me, all these people that are up for hours doing all these activities and driving and all these things. Like, if I'm up, it's only for a little bit, and then I fall asleep. Like,
how do you
I can't
know?
Stay awake.
How do you know?
I mean, I guess I don't, but that's scary.
833-JOE-ALEX. If you've seen Alex about town on Ambien, please give us a call. We'd appreciate it.